Welcome to podcast 73. We're doing a live podcast today. Are you excited?
Live podcast. I'm stoked. Hyped.
I'm very excited.
Never been this excited in my entire life.
Mainly food based.
Yeah, me too.
Mainly food based podcast with some sports.
Some sports.
Because March Madness and everything. We're filming a live podcast in New York City in Times Square at one of our favorite restaurants, Virgil's Real Barbecue.
Home cooking.
Now, I had this the other day. I had some food. You haven't had it yet.
I haven't had it, no. But I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And you're love barbecue.
You're going to try some dishes.
I'm going to, yeah.
Guess some sauces. There's going to be a lot of stuff. Yeah, about 25 minutes.
I'm very
minutes
picky
in.
Eater, but I'm going to try everything.
I really hope they surprise you.
Yeah, I'm going to try everything. That's my bold statement of the day.
You have to stay tuned. Middle of this podcast, we're going to be going, and Brian's going to taste test some things. I'm going to poke.
I might eat a ghost pepper at the end.
You might, apparently, might eat a ghost pepper. We will see.
Probably not. Probably
we
not.
We will see.
We'll see.
But yes, this restaurant's located in the heart of Times Square. Virgil's Barbecue offers an authentic taste of Southern barbecue right in the center of New York City. We're stoked. We're excited. Let's just jump into it.
I have a massive beer.
You do? Yeah, and I do too, right here. And it will be consumed throughout the podcast. Mm-hmm. We'll have it throughout the podcast. I won't take a sip yet. Okay. I want to start off.
Start off.
Did you feel the earthquake?
No.
I didn't either.
I didn't feel the earthquake.
But apparently it happened.
So I was driving on my way here, actually. This happened. This is the day of, we survived the 2024 earthquake.
In New York
first
City.
First of all, yeah. And New Jersey.
Okay.
Let's not discredit New Jersey.
We have to remember it.
Yeah.
We are from New Jersey.
I was driving here. My girlfriend called me. She said, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah. Why?" She's like, "What do you mean, why?" I was like, I don't know. Why? She's like, "There's an earthquake." I was like, I didn't feel anything.
I got a call from my mom. She was on the phone with someone from Brooklyn. She called me immediately before any news or anything dropped. Moms are just like on top of it.
They are on top of it.
But here's what I have for you, right?
You have
so
for
you
me.
Didn't feel the earthquake.
I didn't feel it.
I didn't feel the earthquake. Taiwan a few days ago had an earthquake.
Okay.
New York City, New Jersey, we can't forget, had an earthquake. The solar eclipse is Monday. When this podcast drops and comes out, the world is actually ending.
I would believe that.
It's coming to an end.
I don't not
I mean,
believe
this is it.
It.
This is it.
I think that's a bold statement.
It's not that bold. It's not that crazy.
It's not that bold.
It's not that bold. Right. Listen, everything's happened. Listen, tomorrow or between this podcast dropping and us filming this,
yeah,
something else might happen.
Like what?
Anything could happen.
Like a tornado?
I have no idea. Tsunami? Volcano
no,
eruptions?
Not a tsunami.
Anything could happen.
Tsunami would take out the city, I think.
It might. All right. I do have a riddle for you.
Okay.
That's also how I want to start this. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
If I was a butcher and I'm 6'4", what do I weigh?
Meat.
Damn. Why are you so good?
Boom!
You're just that good?
I'm so
you're
smart,
that good?
Zach. You don't understand.
I tested this
I'm
on like
just
four or
like
five.
That.
I tested this on like four or five other people and they couldn't get it within the first like 5 minutes
meat.
Of knowing it. It's
meat.
All right. I guess we're moving on.
We're moving on.
There's
I'm
nothing
too
else
smart.
To say. There's nothing else
Brian's
to say.
Brian's too smart.
All right. I thought I'd, you know, maybe I'll stump you later.
You have another riddle?
No,
later?
I don't. Okay. I actually don't.
All right. I have so. So this podcast is like very food oriented, right?
Yes.
Virgil's does barbecue, but I want to stray outside of it. We're going to go talk about pizza real quick.
Okay. Let's
do it. We do the guessing games. We're going to do a guessing game real quick to start the podcast off.
You're going to hit me with a pizza guessing game?
I'm going to hit you with a pizza
guessing
game.
All right, let's do it.
Guess the top 10 states with the best pizza via foodandwine.co.
Oh, man. All right. Well, New York City's got to be top three. If it's not, this list is crazy. Where do you have it?
I don't. It's not. I
know it's
not.
It's
not my
list. Where is it?
It's number three.
It's number three?
I was shocked. Shocked to hear it was number one.
New Haven, Connecticut.
Well, that's a city, but the state?
What are New Haven.
States,
a state?
Going.
Connecticut.
Yes. Connecticut is number two.
Number two?
You got number one
is
left.
New Jersey?
New Jersey's number one.
Number one?
Apparently.
You know, people are always sleeping on New Jersey. And this
I
is
know.
Why we just said at the top of the podcast, don't forget it. Don't forget about it.
Jersey City has some of the best pizza I've ever had.
Oh, it's just Basile's.
No, but
that's
they have good spots. That
you think?
Tony what Bologna? Else?
Tony Bologna. I've never had
that
Tony Bologna.
That place is really good.
I want a calzone from Tony Bologna. Mm,
all right.
Apparently very good.
All right, you got 1 through 3. You got 4 through 10 left.
Well, these are going to be extremely difficult. Is it Northeast region?
Think about styles of pizza.
Oh, let's go.
You don't know the states.
Detroit
you only know
is,
the
Detroit's Michigan?
Detroit is Michigan. Okay. That's number 5.
Okay.
Think about another style of pizza.
Chicago is in Illinois.
Yes. Nice. Ooh. Illinois is number 4. That's
very,
1 through 5.
Very geographically
I was
going to
give you
challenged.
The 1 through 5, but I thought it was too easy.
So I just swept the 1 through 5.
Yeah, but it was too easy.
Okay. Am I staying Northeast? What do we think?
Yeah. You could, yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Yes. Pennsylvania, okay. Number 7. I went to Pennsylvania. Not great pizza. Just not, saying.
I'm sticking towards major cities.
You could.
Right? Can I go to Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, number 8. Dave so what, Portnoy's home three state. More for,
have we ever done a top 10 sweep of...
No. I don't think you're going to get it, Zach. I'm going to be honest.
Are we still in the Northeast? Are we? Can I go West Coast?
Yeah, you can.
California?
California, number six.
There's a lot of pressure.
This might be the first top 10 sweep of all time.
I don't even know where to go.
You got 9 and
10. Are we, talking, absolutely big no are we talking big states? Mm. Can we get a Rhode Island? No. Shout out Rhode Island? No.
Okay. No, not Rhode Island.
We should just no get sweep rid of for Rhode you. Island. I don't love it.
One starts with an O.
Ohio?
Ohio.
Why Ohio?
Cleveland, baby.
Cleveland?
Number nine. Number wait, 10 is...
You defended this last podcast. There's nothing going on in Cleveland. They just... They
breed, LeBron James.
They breed good basketball players. Yeah. And who?
What?
LeBron and who?
MGK.
And who's the other basketball player from?
Logan and Jake Paul.
From Akron, Ohio.
I don't know.
Steph Curry. Oh. You disappoint me sometimes. Guy hates what Cleveland. Do I have? One more state?
Yeah, I'm going to just tell you what I think.
Okay. Well, no. Can I get Michigan? No. Where'd you say?
Missouri.
Okay. That's 10. I like it.
You did pretty good.
I did pretty good. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of myself.
I don't blame you.
Okay. I'm going to jump into... I had this debate. So you make fun of me all the time.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I two things. That I got punched in the face.
Yeah.
At a bar. And I am losing my hair.
You are losing
I'm
your
balding.
Hair.
I am balding.
That's a fact.
If you were balding, would you trade your height for hair? Now, you're 6'1".
Yeah.
I'm 6'4".
6'3.5".
6'4".
6'3".
Someone get the tape measure.
6'3.5".
So you're 6'1". So I have a few numbers.
6 foot.
Would you trade it for 1 inch?
Well, my hair?
Yes.
So if I was going bald.
If you took, and you had to take away
take
height.
Your hat off? Yeah.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Okay.
We're making our way back.
Would journey. I trade 1 inch for my entire head of hair back?
Yes. So if you were balding, would you trade the 1 inch for hair?
Yes.
Yes, because you're still
I'd be,
6 foot.
I'd be 6 foot.
Okay.
You know, actually, I'm 6'0.75".
What is that?
Why at the doctors, you know how they have the little hash marks? Yeah. I'm like the 0.75 hash mark.
I'm actually 6'4.25", but you don't believe me.
You are not, Zach. I think not.
I think with age, I'm shrinking.
Yeah, I think you are
26
too.
Years old. There's no shrinking going
I'm
on.
27. But,
okay. Yes, you are. You're
I'm superior.
Shout out April birthdays.
But I would trade it. I'd be 6 foot. Yeah, okay. one inch.
3 inches.
No.
No?
No.
So once you dip below
six It's not foot, that bad to be bald.
Yeah, but like...
I would grow the beard.
But do you... you can't grow a beard.
Yes, I can.
You have like a... You would stubble. And I... You gotta, so you're a little patchy.
I shave every other day.
Yeah, that doesn't mean... You get more of a neck beard than,
no,
than a
I
face beard.
No, I can grow a beard. This is a challenge.
What?
Well, I'm gonna grow a beard.
You hate having a beard though.
I do hate... I absolutely...
Do you get itchy? I don't get itchy at all.
Yeah, I get itchy.
No, I don't do any of that.
I'm itchy right now. I shaved last night.
I shaved. That's the only itch I get. I get irritated.
Yeah, okay. No, not. I wouldn't trade 3 inches, no.
Should I even ask you 5 inches?
I'm never doing that. So I would be, 5'6"? No.
5'7"?
5'7"?
No.
I'm not
5'8".
No. If I went below 6 foot,
no. And then 4 inches.
No.
5 inches at 6'1", you would be 5'8".
I don't want to be 5'8".
Okay.
I'd rather have no hair.
I thought you thought it was 5'7".
I don't care what it is. If it goes below 6 foot, I'm not trading it.
So what's the cutoff point? Is below
six
foot?
I'm giving an inch.
You're giving an inch? I think that's fair.
And I could rock the no hair.
Can you?
I think.
I don't know if you can.
Never tried.
I feel like I have a head for it.
I had a buzz cut.
You did, but that was a weird time period for you.
It was a cool
time. Weird time period.
All right. So the day that we're recording this is before the Final Four matchups, right? Mm-hmm. Monday, when this podcast airs. So right now, it's 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. The finals are going to start. March Madness
As
finals.
This is premiering.
Yes.
Yes.
The finals are going to start a couple of hours later, which is great.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you a college basketball question.
Oh, God.
Just to go in in rhythm with it.
Okay.
If you could play basketball at any college, what would you choose?
Any college.
So you have a full scholarship to every single D1 school. Or D1, D2, D3. You could play there.
I'm not going D3,
I would assume not.
D2.
I would assume
if
not.
I'm going, prime time. I'm going big.
Yeah. So what are we thinking?
Well,
are you going blue blood? Do you know what blue blood is?
Like the blue colors, like Duke,
Kentucky, Kansas.
Does UNC count as blue blood?
UNC.
No, maybe. I don't know. My initial gut went, I'm a Terrapin. I went to University of Maryland.
You would. There's no way you picked
Maryland. I'm just
saying
it crossed my mind. It goes in my
head. I'm sure. Like Rutgers crosses my mind. I went to Rutgers, but I'm not going to pick. If I could go anywhere in the country.
Well, you're not going to go to Rutgers because they're never good. At least Maryland like made a Sweet 16 a few years ago.
The Rutgers made a Sweet 16 2 years ago.
Did they?
Yeah. They lost to Houston.
Yeah,
so
but they're
back
usually,
off, buddy.
They're usually not.
They're the top two recruits in the next class.
You
next
also,
year.
Your stadium,
one and two.
Your stadium at Rutgers also is not.
Best stadium in the country. The loudest.
Who?
It's the loudest.
Yeah, because it's so small.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not.
It's an intimate
You sit
field.
In bleachers. It's horrible.
No, you don't.
Maybe I went to a different game.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
Thinking of a different game. If I had to pick any school, which one would I go to?
Well, you want That's a good so team.
My mind goes to like Duke or UNC.
But then the secondary, like the second thing that crosses my mind is weather.
Yeah. So like, are you thinking like a Florida school?
I was thinking Florida.
But I want somewhere
Maybe
that's
going to
win. Like Arizona? I'm in it for winning. Arizona's a good one. That Arizona might be it.
That might be it.
The amount of
Arizona's
golf?
Always like a two seed, I feel. They're always like a one or two seed.
And the amount of golf you could play? I'm sure it's not far from Scottsdale.
I'm sure it's not.
You get a lot of rounds in.
I'm going... Oh. See, like then I said Miami.
Yeah.
Or USC.
Yeah, but I feel like Miami's never that good.
I feel like Miami's sometimes decent.
Yeah, but like have they won?
No, but it's hard to win.
I know it's hard to win. Yeah, but like
they made a run
Duke
last
and
year.
UNC, they're consistent. Yeah. I think I would go UNC.
Really?
I think it is because North Carolina still got golf. I'm going to be happy off the course.
I'm going to go Arizona.
Or on off the court. And
Arizona makes runs every year.
Yeah?
I'm going to Arizona.
Arizona's a good one. I like that Arizona. A lot. What's your specialty on the court? What type of player are you going to be? You
I think
point?
I'm a.
You can't play
I'm,
point.
No, I'm not a point guard, but I think I'm a facilitator. Like I think I'm like not a facilitator. I think I'm like a Luka, like a slow moving,
all
like,
around
technical.
You got the
player.
Full game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you?
Well, if I'm
you're
playing,
a rebounding machine.
I am a rebounding machine.
Yeah, that's your
they call
specialty.
Me the garbage man.
Yeah,
that's who I am.
Who's they?
The people.
Virgil's
the people.
You that?
No, not Virgil. Virgil's did not call me the garbage man, but
maybe they do.
I can take out the trash. I can take out the
after
trash
after the food if you scarf it down.
I had their food the other day, Brian. I swear it
so
was so.
So maybe that is.
Can we just talk about this for a second? Can we
you're
talk about this for a second?
Man.
So we came. I came here. I did a walkthrough of the area over here. I got offered one plate. I'm looking at our audience over here. I got offered one plate. I was like, what's good here? I was like, oh, the ribs are good. I'm like, okay, cool. They're like, oh, but you got to try the fries. I'm like, yeah, fantastic. Got it. Like, person came over. What about the wings? You got to try the barbecue
Why
wings.
Why not?
So those are the three dishes that we're going to have today.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus a mac and cheese.
I love mac and cheese.
And late
so
in the
much.
Podcast, we're going to do dessert. And we're going to play some fun games with it. But I ate all the food because when I get food in front of me
yeah,
and
no.
I'm...
I Should found, I tell a story?
In a second.
Quick story?
In a second.
All right.
Once I'm 75% through the dish, I'm finishing it. Like it's either I eat half of it or I eat all of it. Like I can't stop because it becomes a mission for me to complete it. What's the story? What do you
no,
have for
we,
me?
Remember we went to a Nets game?
Oh,
Nets game?
Why are you going to bring this up?
Nets?
You're really
going to
bring this up?
Nets.
Okay, yeah.
We went to a Nets game and has box.
No, that was the Yankee.
Oh,
the Yankee
we
game.
Went to a Yankees game and had box seats because somebody had invited us and they had a limited food and Zach ate to the point of him throwing up.
Yeah, I literally got sick. I literally got sick.
Literally went in the box bathroom.
Well, the problem wasn't the main courses and food. It's we got to dessert and I loaded my plate with probably 3,000 calories worth.
Yeah.
I got about 50%
percent
through and I didn't make it.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
I didn't make it.
I have a good food
it's
question for you.
Embarrassing. Do you?
Yeah.
All right. I'm about to jump into food too.
All right.
And then we're going to get food in
and
about
we're gonna get
10 minutes.
Yeah. I can't wait for the food. I'm so excited. All right. If you had to cut one of these foods out of your life, what are you cutting? So we got five foods.
Okay.
Cheeseburgers, pasta, steak, pizza, cheesesteak.
At all of those five?
You got to cut
one. You picked like the five
I know.
Best foods
I know.
Out of...
Zach, that's the whole thing. That's the whole game.
That's the point
that's
of
the
it.
That's the game, brother.
That's what we... Don't do that.
It's the game, brother.
Don't do
Why?
That.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not...
That's it, brother. I'm a one-man army. I'm the evil what's Mr. The, Beast.
Why does he do this?
Check, check, Tuesday. I DM Sketch.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm trying to get him on the pod.
He's on like everything now. He's on like... I saw PGA Tour doing like stuff with him.
Yeah, he's nice. Jealous.
What
That'll
do we
be
got?
Us.
What was too. The? What were the foods? Can you name them? Can
Cheeseburger,
I write them down? Cheeseburger,
pasta, steak, pizza, cheesesteak. You never have it again.
Okay. Every single time we go film, I go to our local pizzeria, DuSal's.
Shout out DuSal's.
And I get a cheesesteak. So you know that's important to me because I'm initially thinking to cut that.
But that's like your go-to.
That is my go-to.
It's just so easy.
The only one that doesn't have meat normally is pasta. But can you cut out pasta? It's a lot of carbs.
It's your list. It's not mine.
I know it is.
It's your list, brother.
And then what? We had
brother.
Steak. Just don't keep doing that. I'm not
steak and pizza and cheeseburgers.
You can't cut out pizza. That's like the best food in
you
the world.
You cannot cut out. If you cut out pizza, something's wrong with you.
You said cheeseburgers?
Yep.
You can't cut out cheeseburgers. You can't.
You're
you
just going to say the whole list you can't cut out.
You can't cut out steak.
You can't cut out pasta. But you can't cut out cheesesteak.
I actually might cut out cheesesteak.
Should I change the last
anyway.
One?
Oh, yeah, change it. What do you want?
Italian sub?
Italian sub? No, don't no. change it.
Breakfast sandwiches?
Breakfast sandwiches? Now you got me. I'm cutting out pasta then. I'm
really? Pasta.
I don't need the carbs.
That's it's a not, crazy it's that, move.
It's not about the carbs, but it is. You know?
I was going to put sushi in it, but then you would have just cut
I can't
that.
Do it. Can't do it. Allergic. Shout out my allergic. Shout out my people allergic ancestors. To seafood.
Shout out my ancestors for making me allergic to sushi.
No, I can't. I think you take out a cheesesteak if cheesesteak's in there, but if breakfast sandwiches, then you have all the courses covered and you don't, like, you could eat bread on the side. You don't need the pasta. Although I'm a big fan of pasta, don't get me wrong.
You hate pasta.
I hate it?
Apparently, you could just cut it.
No, I'm not, I don't hate
you
it.
You just cut it.
I don't.
You just cut it.
You can't cut just out saying, cheeseburgers. Brother. You can't do it.
All right, brother.
Don't, can we please avoid that the rest of the podcast?
Why?
I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. All right.
Sorry for cussing.
We want to stay we want to stay in the food realm.
Yeah.
You want to stay in the food realm? And then we should be getting our food here shortly.
I'm nervous.
And I'm nervous and excited.
I'm
for
nervous
you.
For the blindfolded stuff.
I'm telling you, what I had the other day was so delicious. I think you're going to Let's thoroughly it. Enjoy it. And there's a few key things that I saw and called out. I'm going to call them out as you're having.
Call them out again.
I'm going to call them out. Okay.
Why not?
Rank these barbecue foods without knowing what comes next. So we're talking all barbecue foods.
I would hope
not
so.
Not just sides, I'm not excited. Just mains.
Zach, I'm ready. I love barbecue food.
Mac and cheese.
Oh my God.
Now, I know this is tough because this is one of your favorites.
See, like, mac and cheese is a barbecue food because you can get it on the side, but it's not like a barbecue food.
Well, it depends what you want to do with your list. Is this the, it falls in the category, three. But do you want to put it in?
Three. Because it's a side. I feel like I can't put it above three, but I can't put it below three because it's one of the best sides in the world.
I'm shocked.
Three.
I'm shocked.
Why? You thought I was going to go higher?
Because you love mac and cheese.
I know, but if I'm talking, there's so many barbecue foods that I love. Like actual, like meats. I All love right, meats. Let's get, well, I'm well, a meatitarian.
Well, wait. Are you?
Yeah.
Carnivore?
Meatitarian.
Okay. Barbecue ribs.
When I go to barbecue, I don't get ribs. I usually go brisket.
Brisket?
Yeah. I usually go brisket. But I love ribs.
And why is that?
I just like it. It's just no bone. And it's a lot like, I don't know, just like, all right, just back off. I like so brisket.
You don't want me to attack you like this?
No.
I feel like ribs could be tough to eat, but if you get good ones that fall off the bone, it's super easy, ribs and I think messy, it's more delicious. Yeah. Where are you putting it?
I'm going to put it four.
Four?
Yeah. I was going to put it two, but I can think of two others that I would put above it.
Okay. Okay. We'll get there. Corn on the cob.
I love corn on the cob, but five.
Five?
Yeah, five. It's great, but it's not... If
a,
I have
you
two.
You got a good one?
Yeah, no.
Oh, man. Oh, we got stuff coming in here. We've got stuff coming on the side.
My God, that looks so good.
It's delicious. It's delicious. Fantastic. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Brisket.
One.
One?
That's my favorite barbecue food, I think.
Is it? And why?
I think so.
Do you have
just
an explanation?
Fantastic.
Do you like
it's
it like on a roll? Like, what are we talking?
Well, a brisket sandwich. No, I just eat the brisket straight up.
Yeah?
I think that shows what a good barbecue place is.
Yeah?
Yeah, the brisket and the ribs usually.
Okay, I like it. And this is your number two.
Two.
Your number two?
Give it to me.
Potato salad.
Oh. Not a fan of potato salad.
Some people love it.
I thought you were going to say wings.
No, I wasn't going to say wings. Some people love it.
Brian doesn't.
Have you ever had it?
No. I will never
okay,
have
so
it.
We haven't. Well, you haven't had salad or any type of
me.
Salad.
Stay away.
You got nothing. All right, we got a lot coming in here.
We got a lot coming in on the
side.
You want to grab it?
I could grab it.
Grab it.
You want me to do the honors?
Yeah, do the honors.
Am I serving you?
Yes.
Okay, please.
So this is Virgil's Real Barbecue in Times Square. They have a bunch of locations. This looks... Oh, my God. Yeah. Hell yeah, I love ranch. Brother, this looks awesome. So these are the ribs. Just get like a...
Apologies to everyone. I'm just serving here.
Yeah. So these are the ribs. Are these like a bacon loaded fries? That looks phenomenal. These are the wings. And then those are the... mac and
right,
cheese.
We got a side of brisket too. It wasn't on the
oh,
agenda.
Oh wow! Well, this is
phenomenal. Look at this.
What a good barbecue
that
place is.
Delicious.
You're questioning why I put brisket one.
No, I wasn't questioning it. I didn't question it at all. I was fully behind you.
Do you have a plan with this, or do you? What's your plan?
Well, I guess we're gonna do this first, which works, and then we'll get into the barbecue sauces because I want you to taste test and try and guess the flavor of the barbecue.
Brian's
sauce.
Ready.
Here's the mac and cheese too. If anybody wants to look at that.
These ribs look good.
Brian, these things, what, you dipping in? You're going in?
I'm hungry.
Brian, these napkins.
They're like towels.
It's the best part of the whole experience. Yeah, they're not napkins. They're towels.
My girlfriend said to make sure I don't eat with my mouth full.
Talk with your mouth
don't
full.
Don't talk with
you have mouth. To eat with your mouth full. that's how that works.
All right, what's the plan here? I'm going to let you direct me.
Okay. Ooh, I feel almost overwhelmed.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot going on here.
All right. Well, first I want to give you a little bit of background. Background on everything.
Make
going
it quick because I'm hungry.
Okay. I'm well, all, so all the meats here, right? All the meats. You got the brisket, you got the wings, you got the ribs there. All the meats are smoked at a low temperature over indirect heat for up to 10 hours.
That's
it's the
time.
Only place that does that? Only place in New York that has smokers in house. So, only place in New York that has smokers in house. And they have a unique mix of hickory, oak, and fruit woods. Your dad loves cooking
we have a smoker. Amazing. Smoking meats.
So that gets you the most flavor in all of it. You're just poking away without... I'm doing my thing
I'm
here.
Hungry.
Why can't you just let me do my thing?
Good.
But they have locations New York City, Vegas, across the world. So I want you to go in. I want you to rate everything as you have it. You're going to try each thing and you're going to go in
jalapeno.
And you're going to rate it. What?
It's a spicy jalapeno. Yeah, but okay, let's do it.
You're flipping out over that, and you're going to eat pepper at the end?
I'm ready for any spice. Okay. No, I actually don't really want to do it. But if it does the views.
We do anything for views over here. Okay, okay. What do you want to start with?
You tell me.
Rate these barbecue foods from 1 to 10. 10 being the best. We're at Virgil's Barbecue in New York City.
Do the ribs first?
You want the ribs first?
Left to right?
Oh, yes. Let's do that. Oh, down goes
the
bee.
And the bee lost.
Down goes the bee. I'm jealous you get to try all these things, and I'm just going to watch you eat.
No, you're going to eat it now?
I mean, I can, sure. I got a fork.
Do I just go for it?
Yeah, just go for it. Oh, you're just getting the hands dirty. We got wet naps? Wet naps? I did not expect you to just grab that like that. You had a fork in your hand, and grabbed
but it's
it.
It's ribs. I got to eat it with my hand, no?
Don't oh, you want me to actually have one now? Okay.
Well, you've had one before, right?
I didn't have these. I don't know what I had. I had the
do
trash,
I go fork and
the
knife?
Trash ribs?
What's the recommended the approach ribs? With this? What's the recommended approach? Do I get dirty?
Yeah, of course. It's all right. Barbecue.
That's what I figured, but you're giving me...
He's getting input to get dirty.
All right, so I'm ranking this 1 to 10?
Yes, rank it out of 10. I'm like afraid.
I don't want to like chew in the mic. That would sound really weird.
Why don't you just... Yeah, okay, whatever. It works. I'm going to try it. I'm getting dirty.
It fell off the bone.
What did I have the other
not
day?
Not listening to me.
I'm not listening to you. I'm too intrigued. I had the happy hour ribs the other day, which were also delicious.
These are phenomenal. The ribs are good. Can confirm.
They fall right off.
I showed you the bone.
Oh, I didn't say. I wasn't paying attention. I don't pay attention to you.
These are my favorite ribs I've ever had. I'm not going to lie.
How is that?
I haven't had many ribs, though. But these are the best ribs I've ever had.
So what do you got? This is your list. I'm just enjoying alongside with you.
Ribs? They're very good.
You just said they're the best ribs you ever had in your life.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the sauce, too.
The sauce is very tasty.
It's all over my face. Is it on my face?
No, you're good. Maybe a little bit.
They're very good. I love the sauce. I'm gonna go high with this. You're gonna be a little shocked, I think.
Do you lick your fingers? Or do you just napkin
them? I do.
I feel like you have to lick your fingers at barbecue.
I need one more bite.
Do the deep analysis. That was fantastic. Oh my God.
No, yeah.
I didn't realize I had the happy hour.
So you haven't had it. So what do you rate it?
I'm giving it at least like a 9.5.
I was going to give like a 9.1.
I would go 10, but like I feel like it's tough to give
a 10.
I
don't think.
Because you never know if you're going to have something better, but I think those were the best I've ever had.
I'm giving it a 9.
Because I had the happy hour wings the other day. They were very good. I would probably give those like an 8.5. But these were, oh my God. I can still taste it, like, after I have it.
9.1.
9.1? Oh, see, I don't do the in-between.
You have to.
I give zeros and fives.
No, you have to.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
That was great. I'm going to have more of that later. All right, where do you want to go next?
I'm letting you guide me.
Macaroni and cheese. You're going to try it. Dive in. Should I take some for myself first? No. You're honorary member here. We got wet towels here delivered.
I am excited.
I got the other day on the plane. Zach. I had they came around with wet towels.
Yeah, that's nice.
I didn't take one though. I didn't know if it was for yeah.
Here I go.
I didn't know what they were for. Someone put it on their face, and they were like, "Oh, you're using it for your face?" And I was like,
"Yeah, you always do it."
No, a wet towel on a plane you're supposed to use for your hands.
Face, whatever you want. All right, I'm trying the mac and cheese. I didn't eat pasta until I was. What? 20 years old?
So the people watching, we just had someone step away from how... See, I'm used to you saying that. Yes. And you know, my mom made Italian food our entire lives.
So did my family.
Yeah, but you... Well, yeah, okay, I forgot. That's on
this. This is very good too.
Is this my fork?
This is up there with.
Is this my fork?
Yes. Why would it be my fork? I'm like 5 feet away from you.
I don't know if it came with the whole thing.
This mac and cheese is very good.
And this was a late addition because you know what? Because I look out for you because I'm your friend. And I saw it I said, you know what? We have to.
You're the man.
Should I read the description to give you the full experience?
Yeah, give it to me.
Creamy macaroni smothered in sharp cheddar, mustard cream, and a touch of hot sauce baked until bubbling hot and topped with saltine crackers, cereal, and Ruffle chips for crunch. There's chips in this? Wait, seriously?
This is really good.
I might have a new favorite restaurant.
No, seriously.
We were potentially going to do a giveaway. I think I'm just going to keep the gift card.
It's hard to compare it.
I'm going to gain like 5 pounds by the end of
this podcast. What do you get?
One more bite? One more bite.
I might go in the nines again. I'm not even joking.
It's so cheesy.
9.2.
9.2? Better so you put it slightly better?
The ribs were so good though.
I'm going to give it a 9.3. 9.3. I think it's because you had the ribs first that it made the mac and cheese better. But I think if you had the mac and cheese
9.1. Again.
Okay. Same score.
Okay. You're going same score.
Oh, man. Oh, what do we do the fries here?
Yeah, let's do the fries next. So these are the train wreck fries. Fries topped with melted cheddar, jack cheese, smoked bacon, scallions, and jalapenos.
And I'm going to gain 10 pounds. I just lost 10 pounds.
Did you?
And now I'm
going
to gain it back.
You've been going to the gym. You've been good. I'm proud of you.
I love jalapenos. And spicy things.
So imagine the other day, I had these wings, and the happy hour ribs. All in one sitting. You're just, why are you having so many? Because why are you putting so many on your plate?
I don't know.
Oh.
We're making a mess.
It's barbecue. You got to make a mess.
It's barbecue.
All right. What do we got? So we got the train wreck fries. Have a piece. Let me know.
All right. You've had this.
I've had this already. I had my ranking before we even go into this.
This is solely on me here.
I feel like you're in heaven.
I know. This is like my favorite food.
What do we got? Give me some feelings on it.
It's very good.
You can't just have everything and say it's very good.
Say it's bad?
Yeah, but like, give me some descriptions. No. I don't know.
It's good. It's very cheesy, which I like. I like the ranch. I'm a big fan of ranch.
I didn't know you liked ranch like that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. So I'm a big fan of ranch as a topping. Like ranch on pizza is very good. Ranch on fries.
Introduced to ranch because I don't like ranch usually.
Do you
But introduced to ranch through pizza, the bacon chicken ranch, it's phenomenal. It might be my new favorite slice. And now on fries, so maybe I'll start dipping my wings in them too.
Mm.
But the wings we have here, blue cheese.
This is so good.
You feel like you're going to wake up from a dream?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to put something in the eights though to make it seem like we're not like just giving everything nines. I'm going to give it an 8.9.
8.9?
That's very high.
I think we're going to 8.6.
Oh, yeah. We need some wiggle room. The bacon's like thick cut, too. I like it.
It is. Are you chewy bacon or crispy?
I like crispy.
I like chewy.
Crazy.
This is kind of like a mix of in between.
It is.
It's kind of crispy, but also chewy.
It's very good.
You ate the whole pile.
Obviously. I didn't eat breakfast today. Or lunch.
Well, anything. To prepare accordingly.
Yeah. I don't eat breakfast any time.
We got two food I can't wait to have that brisket.
You said the wings are very good, right?
Yes. Next up, we got the barbecue chicken wings.
I'm going to show it off.
Yeah, show the camera.
I'm trying to show off everyone.
My favorite part of these, and I said this yesterday when I was having them, you got the leg. I actually don't know. I don't understand wings. I actually don't. Is it the wing and the leg? No. The flat and the drum.
Oh, in one.
Thank you for the help.
Well, so usually they split it up.
No, yes. Yeah, so you have it all in one. So you get a little bit of extra meat in there. Yeah. Chicken of the cave.
Looks like a bat.
Movie?
Anchorman. Yes. All right, here we go. One bite, everyone knows the rules.
I guess I'll have one too. Fine.
Yeah, have one.
Are you going to go blue cheese or are you not a blue cheese guy?
If you want me to try it, I'll do it.
To have it with the blue
cheese. This is like the one exception. I'll try everything on the table.
I can't wait for the next segment.
Deviled eggs. If deviled eggs come out, I'm not trying them.
When I think of like a dream job, what do you think? It's got to be like food review, food taster. You taste the smokiness, right?
Yeah, it is. It is very smoky. I like barbecue wings.
And how phenomenal. Have you used the towel yet?
No.
It's my favorite part of the experience. Uh-huh. Towel, 9.9.
Towel, 9.9.
What do you got?
See, like, I respect a good wing. That where, like, a wing is actually good and it's not carried by the sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is not carried by the sauce.
It's a little bit of, like, a char on it, too.
Yeah, I love it.
Which I'm a big fan of.
8.6.
8.6?
That's high for me. because I've had a ton of wings.
Okay.
Like the ribs, I haven't had enough ribs in my lifetime.
So you're an expert within the space.
I'm an expert in the 8-6.
And you want the brisket?
I'm starting to get full. Yeah. I'm ready for the brisket, though.
I just put my plate over here. I don't know why.
Hand me the brisket.
Here comes the brisket.
Talk to me about this brisket.
So the brisket, I don't have a description for. But it's well-cooked brisket. It's
I like very that.
Good. That's all I got for you on that one. It looks delicious. Yeah, you know what? When you're taken from that, you got to take like the second or third one, right?
Yeah, I feel like...
The top one's not the move.
That was a little spicy.
You all spicy?
I like it, though. I like it.
You can't do the ghost pepper.
Why?
If you think that was spicy.
Zach, calm yourself. All right, here we go. Brisket. One bite, everyone knows the rules. Not trademarked.
I'm not going to take the full thing. Oh, I'll take the full thing.
So I said before, you can tell a good barbecue spot by their brisket.
Was I not listening when you said that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
They passed the test.
They passed? You like it?
It's really good, yeah.
Hmm.
It's good, right? It's like tender. Very solid.
Where are you going?
Again, I've had a lot of brisket in my day. I think I want to give it the same as the wings. Maybe a little more. 8-7.
8-7?
8-7.
I don't think I ranked the last three. Because I was so distracted. Did
mm-hmm.
I?
Mm-hmm. Usually when I don't like something, I stop eating it, and I haven't stopped eating the entire time. Quote that.
I'm going to go flat 9.
Wow.
I put it in the 9s.
Wow.
I could eat a million of these.
Let me show.
I feel like I'm eating into the mic, which I was told not to do.
You're going to hear me. I'm like,
you have a good girlfriend. She told you that? I didn't get anything. I got no feedback.
Make sure you don't eat in the mic.
I wish we could just pause the podcast and finish this food.
Give me those mac and cheese.
You want more of it? To cap it off?
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh my God.
My girlfriend actually brought this up.
Did she? Okay, what we got?
Who decided breakfast has to involve eggs?
What do you mean?
Decided it?
Why? Because you're not a fan?
I feel like...
It's the same way any other food is classified where it's classified.
Why though?
What else? Where else is it going
to
go?
Why is a cheeseburger have to be a dinner? Why can't it be a breakfast?
It could be a dinner or a lunch.
Or a breakfast.
You can't have...
Why not, though? Who made the rules?
Because it doesn't fit.
Who made the rules?
It just doesn't make sense.
If I was alive in the 1500s and I said, we're having pizza for breakfast every day.
Are we just throwing out a date for one?
Yeah, just throwing it out there.
They chose?
Well, they probably decided that pizza is not for breakfast.
Let me ask you a question back then. So if I started having pizza for breakfast and all of our followers and listeners started having pizza for breakfast, do you think we could swing the movement? Or do you think...
I think so.
So you think that it's literally based... off a
one
few
person.
People determining.
Yeah.
One person determining.
No, probably a few people.
And saying, hey, this just feels better in the morning.
Yes.
So you're going on the construct that one person it's or the same thing or a few
as,
people.
Yes. It's the same thing as when somebody decided to name a tree or a microphone. Somebody decided that eggs are breakfast.
Why are you saying this like this is a preconceived like...
Because I know.
It's the same thing as if like this
it's
is out
the same
there,
thing.
Right? It's just this is a debate people have all the time.
It is.
They just make sense in the morning. Like, there's certain things that just
make
sense.
Yeah, but it's
sense.
Been engraved in your head, Zach.
No, it
has. Yes, it has.
What did I say when I put on this shirt?
It
what
feels
did I say?
Right.
I said, it feels right. It makes sense. This
you were
just
trained
makes
that
sense.
Way.
I'm not trained that way about this shirt.
Not the shirt.
It's clothes. It's food. It's sports. Why do I root for the Mets?
Because they suck.
Tough start to the season. That's a very tough start. And then I get the Knicks news with Julius Randle, and I just
barbecue sauce all over my hands.
You do? Yeah. Use the wet towel.
Oh.
Why can't I just be happy as a sports fan? But sticking with it, yes. Like if you're a fan of a team, like there's certain things that just make sense. Like if you here's my question back to you. If you walk through the streets of New York and you were given maybe 20 people, let's do 10 people. 10 people. How many people can you guess if they're a Yankee fan or a Met fan? I feel
None.
Like I'm going 80%.
Let's go do it right now.
We'll do it after. We'll go out on the street after. I feel like you look at certain people and you could just like determine what fan they are.
There's no way.
Same way with eggs. Like people just looked at eggs.
There's
and they
no
thought,
way.
And they thought, you know what? This just makes sense in the morning.
There's no way that you could do that.
I think I go 8-10.
You want to bet? How much you want to bet?
I don't
a ghost
want to
pepper
bet
on it?
No, I don't want to bet a ghost pepper on it. I'm
How
not
much
that
you
confident.
Bet? $500
I'm overstating myself a little bit.
500?
No. Six? I don't want to bet anything.
Seven?
No.
All
right. Yeah, I mean, eggs just make sense in the morning. You know what it is, too? It's the other breakfast foods that are paired with it that make it make sense. Bacon in the morning, sausage,
all right.
Like toast, all
right.
And everything. All
You're
those together.
Shutting me down here. Move on.
I'm shutting you down? Yes. See, I know too many things. Okay. Can I get the basketball?
Okay.
I'm holding a basketball.
Really?
And we're going to talk about March Madness.
Okay.
Can you name a top 10 college basketball teams with the most national championships?
Okay, I think
now
I can.
We're going through 10. I don't know if you're going to get all 10.
I can get all 10.
I can help you out along the way if you need it. You think you get all 10? Probably not. You want to hold the basketball while doing this? You also have a basketball. Look at that. Okay.
Duke?
Duke is number 4. They're tied with two other teams, but they're I'm putting them 4 because the reputation.
That's fine. I'm going to go through the blue bloods here. Kentucky?
Kentucky is number 2. They have 8 championships. So
boom.
Blue
boom.
Devils have 5.
Yep. Let's go UNC.
UNC has 6. They're number 3. So you knock 2, 3, and 4 right away.
Let's go Kansas.
Keeping up with myself. Kansas Jayhawks are 7th. They stand alone with 4.
Nice. What are we thinking here, Zach?
I don't know. Wherever you want to go.
What are we thinking? Let's go Gonzaga.
Gonzaga?
No.
It's not on the list. No.
Damn it.
Who do you know? Who do you know from Gonzaga?
I don't know. They've been good for the past few years.
They've been pretty good, but they are not on the list.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to get this.
You don't think you're going to get it?
What about like Arizona?
Arizona's not on the list
Florida
either.
Florida State,
not, but there's another.
Florida.
There's another school.
Florida.
Florida Gators are number 2. They went back to back with who? What player? 06-07.
Oh.
He's got hair. Tall guy.
Anderson Varejao.
Little goofy.
Joakim Noah?
Joakim Noah. Wow. They went back to back. I think 06-07.
Dog.
Jeff, that guy's might
a
be
dog.
05-06.
Dog, brother.
So don't do it.
Brother.
All right. So you have 10, 7, 4, 3, and 2. What else you got?
You
got
to give me some clues.
4 letters.
UCLA.
UCLA is number 1. That's boom. 11 championships. Boom, boom, boom. They dominate the field. They're better than anyone ever with the national championship.
That's intense.
All right. You need 5, 6, 8, and 9.
5, 6, 8, 9.
Yeah, think of one of my favorite teams and where all those players are.
Maryland.
No, my NBA team.
Miami.
My NBA team.
New York.
They're literally on the hat.
Knicks.
They're on the hat. So, and where are a lot of those players from?
New York. Brooklyn.
You don't know where the three of them? The best friends?
Villanova.
Villanova Wildcats. They're number 8.
That was
they
big.
Have 3 championships. Good
okay.
hit, right?
Okay,
there are
I
a
like
lot of
it.
Teams tied for 10, but you don't have to guess them.
I like it.
We'll put the Gators there because they're good.
Okay.
Okay. You need 3 more.
Give me clues here.
Is Larry Bird from here?
Boston?
Is he from here? No, is he not from? But he played in Boston, but
I have no idea where Larry Bird's from.
Think of like a.
He went to UNC, no?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
No, you know why I'm thinking this? Because he was associated with the Pacers.
Indiana
Hoosiers.
The Hoosiers.
What is a Hoosier? What is it?
Something with horses, I think.
Is it? I don't know.
Don't
what that
know.
Is. You
don't
need
know.
Two more. One of them, think of animals. Dogs, right?
Bulldogs, Georgia.
No, not bulldogs.
Just tell me it.
Siberian?
Tigers, LSU.
No. Huskies.
Clemson.
Oh, good. The Yukon Huskies.
No, the Yukon Huskies.
The Yukon Huskies. Yukon.
Siberian Husky? What is that?
Isn't it a dog?
Siberian Tiger.
Can I get someone to confirm? Siberian Husky's a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look at me like
Siberian
I'm crazy.
Tiger is also
oh,
a tiger.
Oh, my goodness. You need number 9. It's a combination of 2 animals.
A liger.
Remember I went like this?
Tiger.
Well, think of that. Remember the Lai Tai Bear?
Yeah.
Okay,
the
so
Bears?
What's the last one?
Bearcats.
Bearcats. Do you know where that is?
Arizona.
Cincinnati. Nice. Okay, Cincinnati's number 9. They also have 2.
I
so you got.
I was going to sweep it, but I actually.
No, you actually
did
didn't perform too well. No. I don't want these desserts to sit out for very long.
Well, let's
you want
do
time?
It. Yeah, we got some desserts
okay,
going now.
We got some desserts. And we got spoons, and I'll serve you again.
Serve
How about
me.
That one?
Serve me up, brother.
Who do you got? Who you got winning March Madness? Because the game will start right at the time that we're airing.
I don't care
this.
About nothing but the Tide. Yeah. Alabama. Let me get that peanut butter.
I got a spoon coming in
this
for you.
This looks
hot.
Like a legit jar of peanut butter. That's
try
intense.
That. Try that there. You know, I came right, back.
So this is
I
the
came
peanut
back
butter
from
pie?
Spain, and I was like, I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be healthy. Oh, you're taking a big bite.
What do you mean? Putting it on my plate.
I thought you were just going for it. Just take it. Just use that as your plate. You're good. And what do I have here? I have the banana pudding.
Made in-house. Here I go. Smells like peanut butter.
What? Oh, don't chew in the mic. He doesn't want to chew in the mic.
That's good. I feel like I would like. I feel like this would go perfect with milk.
Mm. This podcast is just going to be a lot of. What's on? Are these Nilla wafers?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm going to get a Nilla.
That's my soft point. Nilla wafers are literally my soft point. I want to eat the whole thing.
Over under 60 seconds for you to eat that.
Over under 60 seconds? You want me to eat this whole thing? I could do under 60 seconds.
What?
Do you want me to do it?
You do
it. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, I do.
Can I organize it? Can I organize it a little bit more?
No.
God.
60-second timer.
I can organize it more?
Hold it up. Wait, give me it. I'm going to do a little intro for a short form. Can Zach finish this in over or under 60 seconds?
I am competitive. I am going to do this and win. I'm going
this
under.
Is a full banana.
Banana pudding.
This is a full banana pudding from Virgil's in New York City.
Jesus Christ. And we got to film more of the podcast after we do this.
Here we go. Close the laptop for this. Scarf it down, brother. Brother.
Are you going to record this? Wonderful.
This is going to get messy.
I'm trying to think of a strategy of going into it because there's like chunks of banana in
just
here,
go.
Right? But I want to make sure. Let me
five.
Wait.
Five.
Wait. Nap,
four.
Nap. Wait.
Three. Five. Two. One. Go. Here it goes, folks. I'll be the announcer. I'm going to just casually eat my dessert. Yeah, this looks good.
Mm.
See, this is a lot easier. Nice and slow, you know.
Can you give me time check?
20 seconds.
Easy.
He's talking too. Easy, you think?
Let me know when you get to 45.
I'm kidding. You have a ginormous mouth. Just saying. 45. You have to lick it clean, too. Is that it? Time? 55 seconds.
Was that not the most impressive thing you've seen today?
No. Oh, today, yeah. No, the most impressive thing was the earthquake, but besides that, that was pretty damn good, Zach. Wow.
Can I get a... How many calories is that? Can I get a calorie count on that? Oh... All right. That was delicious, though.
I just sent you something on your phone.
On my phone?
What is the correct amount of toastiness?
Is this because I made you toast this morning?
Yes.
You did have food.
I did have food. I had toast.
I am...
No.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. Let's look at what we got here. Okay, so there's
we got
nine...
one through nine.
There's nine pieces of toast here.
Yep. If you go... First off,
if you're going one...
Down. If you're on one or nine.
Or nine.
Psycho.
You don't deserve to eat bread anymore.
Toast.
Toast.
Toast is different than bread. Get it right.
I'm feeling good.
Get it right, brother.
So I'm looking at five, six, and seven.
Seven?
I gave you toast this morning. That's what I have.
A little
my toast
too
at.
Much.
A little too much?
A little too much.
So weird thing is that.
Six.
Six?
Six is the answer.
That's the one that you're going with? I think it depends what you're using
five
the toast
is fine
for.
Too.
I think it depends what you're using
Why?
The toast for.
Buttered toast.
No, but I'm saying if you're like toasting
Butter
a sandwich.
Toast.
If you're toasting for a sandwich, like my breakfast sandwich, I like having it at like a six or a seven.
Buttered toast.
Buttered toast. I think I'm going to go.
Five or six?
Five. I'm going to say five.
Do you ever go outside of five, six, seven?
Well, I over toast by accident because I have a toaster.
I know, but
a little,
would you ever?
What are those things called? Toaster oven? So I accidentally over-toast a lot, but I think I'd always rather over-toast than under-toast.
No.
So, like, you could see
you can
me
just
at
re-toast.
Five. Oh, you could toast some more? No, but I'm saying, like, if it's, like, a final decision, like, you know, like, you pull it, like, say you got toast at a restaurant.
I'd rather to come it over-toasted out. Than under-toasted.
I'm saying I'd rather an over.
Yeah, you're right. You're correct.
Right.
That's correct, brother.
But I think if you're getting toast and you want it optimal, you're going five or six. Seven's a little much. If you like it really burnt... You know, just burnt enough that
no,
you can still eat
don't
it.
Say
you can go
eight. No, you can't.
When I eat my breakfast sandwiches every morning, that breakfast sandwich you saw me eat.
Wrong, though.
I have a new series idea I came up with.
Okay, I'm excited.
Someone sent this to us, I'm pretty sure. So I actually didn't come up with it.
Okay. Deal. Okay.
How many foods can you name in 15 seconds? Now, what we're going to do is you're going to place a wager on what you think. And I could either accept the wager or not. And I could up it if I want to. Does that make sense? So if you set the wager at five, I could be like, well, I could do it in six. And then you could say, well, I could do eight.
Okay.
Okay? The opening wager is five foods.
In 15 seconds?
In 15 seconds. Opening wager is five.
Are we doing 30? Let's do 15.
Opening wager is five foods.
I could do 10.
You could do 10 foods in 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Is that like a confident 10? Or do you think you could do more or less?
I feel pretty good.
What if I said 11? I could do 11.
I can do 12.
You could do 12? Okay. I'm gonna give you 12.
No matter what you said, I would have gone one more.
Oh, yeah?
You don't think I can name 12? There's like 20 foods okay, on the fine, table right fine. Now.
I'll go 14 then.
15.
You could get 15 yes. One per second.
Yes.
We're going to set the timer.
I'm ready.
We're going to find out. Okay.
Tell me one.
3, 2, 1, go.
Buffalo wings, cheeseburger, hamburger, jalapeno, french fries, brisket, mac and cheese, egg salad, potato salad, regular salad.
Five more.
Pizza. Apple, pineapple, mango, pear.
Okay, that's 15.
Well, I went fruit.
Oh, is that? I guess that's the move.
I went fruit.
That's the way to do it.
I did it though.
You did it. Mission accomplished. I'm very proud of you. I got one more for you.
All right.
You want it?
Yeah, I want it.
Okay.
15 seconds again?
15. Do you want to do 30?
Sure.
What do you want?
30.
How many college mascots can you name in 30 seconds? Okay. The opening wager for this is pretty low.
I'm not confident.
I'm going to say 3 as the opening wager.
I can
wager.
Name 5.
You can name 5? Yeah. I'm going to say I can name 10 in 30 seconds.
I think I can do 11.
11?
Yeah, give me 11.
Is that your final wager?
I don't know.
Is that we'll what see. You think it is?
Are you doing it?
I'm thinking about it. I can do 12.
I can do 13.
Oh. Oh, all right. I'll get you 13.
Really? What? You don't feel confident?
I don't feel good.
Come on.
What if I said 15?
You don't feel... I don't know. Do you 15. Feel...
15. I can do 15.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
You can't do
Are you
going
to keep the timer?
Yeah. 15... The line is set at 15 college mascots in under 30 seconds. 3, 2, 1, go.
Wildcats, Hoosiers, Bearcats, Terrapins, Scarlet Knights, Blue Devils, Tar Heels. Oh, boy.
He's stuck now.
The Gators.
Seven more.
The Bruins.
Okay. You're halfway there. 6 more.
I don't think I got it.
Six?
No way.
Yeah.
6 more?
Yeah.
The Spartans.
Yeah.
No.
5 more.
I'm out.
5 seconds. Go.
5 seconds.
Just name animals.
The Bears. Bears?
Yeah.
And Tigers? Okay. I got Tigers. That's 13.
13. 12?
12. 12. Okay.
Terrible.
I like it.
Terrible.
It's pretty horrible.
All right. I just have one more question for you.
Okay.
And what? You got one more for me?
I got one more after.
All right. If you added an NBA superstar to an average college basketball team, would they win the national championship?
An average player. So we're talking like
a superstar to an average team.
Oh, would they win?
So my example was adding Giannis to St. Peter's, who went 18-13, and they're in a lower division than all the other good teams.
I think they would win.
You think they would win it all?
I think easily.
What if
that player is scoring at least 30?
What if you added Giannis to the worst college basketball team in Division I?
The worst college basketball team? Probably not.
Do you think they make a run? Do you think they make the tournament first?
No, because like think about it. Well, maybe don't think about it.
He's so much taller than most players.
Yeah, but I don't think he's good enough to be able to carry a team like that.
I don't know.
I mean, he's going to draw a lot of attention. He's going to open up other shooters, I think, probably forced to pass a little bit more. And I don't think they're going to be able to excel as a team. He might have a ridiculous stat line, but there's been players who have had great games and still lost.
So you think less than 500 team, do you think you...
Well, think about like Steph Curry, right?
Yeah.
See, Davidson?
I think that... Yeah, but now.
Yeah, I understand.
I think
now,
Giannis has a bigger impact.
Exactly. But
take Giannis, though.
What about like Kevin Durant?
Take Kevin Durant.
Like someone who could shoot, too.
Take Kevin Durant.
Spread the floor. To the worst team, I don't think so.
What about St. Peter's?
I don't think they're winning. St. Peter's?
Average team in the college
I think
basketball.
Average team easily. I think they win.
Easily they win it
if
all?
If you get the best player, he would be the best player in the nation in college. And then he's also a top player in the NBA. He's going to go there. He's going to drop 30, 40, 50 points.
What if
he could easily do
it. What if you put Wemby on the average team?
I mean, I would say...
They win it or not?
I would say they win it too.
I would say so too.
Because I think he was basically playing at that level when he was overseas.
I think, yeah.
And I don't know how their team did, but in terms of impact on the game, like protecting the rim, as long as he doesn't foul out, I think they're winning.
I agree.
I just think it makes sense. I'm thinking like Kevin Durant, but like someone like Steph Curry, because he's not.
He doesn't have the size.
He doesn't have the size. I think it's a little bit
different.
It's definitely different. Yeah. I mean, you could carry a team in the NBA. We're watching Jalen Brunson do it.
All right. Give me your last topic.
You want the last topic? Okay. Here's the last topic. All right. This does really well on YouTube, and I'm really excited to do one for. Yes. It's avoid saying the same thing as me. We're going to do a food edition. And then we still have to do the barbecue sauces.
Oh my God.
Try it. Yes. Don't worry about it. You're going to have it. You're going to try it out. Okay. Avoid saying the same thing as me.
Okay.
This is food edition.
Let's do it.
Level one, a barbecue side.
Okay. I got it.
All right. Do you have it?
Got it.
Are you sure?
Easy money.
Easy?
Easy.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, potatoes.
I forgot to say something.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. Yeah,
are
I'm
you
good.
All right?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
3, 2, 1, mac and cheese. Okay.
Dude, so what? What's wrong with
you? What is that about?
Because I thought of something and at the last second I changed my mind and I couldn't say it.
I only right, know I'm so ready. Many sides.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm
I don't
ready.
Know if I'm ready.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, French fries. Okay. It's like
boom.
Very difficult. It's going being very difficult.
I know. I'm sorry.
Level 2 is a wing sauce flavor. So think of it. So it could be any wing sauce flavor. It could be as simple as barbecue.
All right. I'm ready.
It could be as tough as.
I'm ready.
Know.
I'm so beyond okay. ready.
3, 2, 1, mango habanero.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Ooh. A little spicy there.
Ooh.
Which one did you say?
Honey barbecue.
No, that's a good one.
It's a decent
okay.
one.
Level 3 is a backyard sport. Oh, so you're at a barbecue and you're playing a backyard sport. There's yeah, a lot to choose
I've
from.
I've never been more ready in my entire no. life.
Have you?
So ready.
Have you? Are you?
I am ready.
3, 2, 1, volleyball. Horseshoes. Oh, horseshoes is a solid one.
There
When's
was
the
no
last time you did that?
There was no shot you were
this
guessing.
This dessert
horseshoes.
Is sitting.
I know. It's really it's anchoring down in there.
It is. I'll wash it down a little later. Okay, so you're through level 3. We have level 4. A food group. So we're really narrowing
on the
down.
Pyramid?
Yeah, do you want to look at the pyramid?
No, I got him. I got him. I got him. I got one.
Do you got one?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, grains.
Oh, what'd you say?
Grains.
Grains.
The whole carbs. It's the bottom. It's the base.
Wheat.
And I eliminated pasta earlier.
Yeah, terrible.
It's the base of the pyramid. I need it. All right, level 5. You think you got it?
Yeah.
You think you're going to pass level 5?
No problem, yes.
All right, level 5 is a barbecue meat.
Got it.
Last one. 3, 2, 1, ribs.
Turkey.
Does ribs count? It counts.
Ribs counts.
Okay, it counts. Yes, okay. You passed. You won. Congratulations.
Good stuff.
Do you want to do this taste test quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. We have the sauces.
I got my blindfold ready. And then this is the last thing on the
podcast. Last thing on the podcast. So we're closing out the podcast.
Where are we?
I don't know, because the last no. one.
Where are we?
Oh, we're at Virgil's Real Barbecue.
And I'm, the surprise sauces?
Yeah, so Brian's going to put on a blindfold here,
you know,
and we're going to go through and have him try and guess the flavor.
Everything is more terrifying not being able to see.
Okay.
I can't see anything.
Wait, I gotta. Where are they?
Right here. Oh. I think I tied it too tight.
Okay. Can you see at all?
Do you guys want me to rank them?
Yeah, you should rank them.
And guess them at the same time?
Yeah.
All
rank them and try and guess what it is.
It's fine with me.
Okay.
Do you want the tail on over your face?
The what?
The tail of the bear.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I got it.
Okay. This is so much fun. Okay. Rank these sauces without knowing what comes next. Live taste test. So you're going to guess along the way. I got to... Okay, I'm going to...
How do I do it? Is it like a spoon? Or is it on something?
Your finger?
Am I like squeezing the sauce? Like, what am I doing?
I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll feed you.
Just put it in a spoon for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I got it in a spoon. All right. Hold on. Let me get up. Okay. First one.
All right. How much sauce is in here? Is there
it's
a lot?
Surprise. No, it's like a little less than a spoonful.
It's a lot of sauce.
I feel like I need it on something. I just
do you want to fry?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. It's just a lot of liquid. Can you give me a fry?
Yeah. I'm hooking up the fry. Hold on. All right.
Close?
No, it's dipped already.
Oh, it's dipped already.
Dipped already.
That's the good stuff. Is that a little fruity?
What do you got?
What am I doing? Do you want me to guess it?
I want you to rank it, then guess it.
Rank it? Three.
Three? Okay,
I'm setting the bar.
Okay.
Because I have no idea what's coming next, but
I think that's a little mango-y.
Okay.
That's my guess. Mango hot sauce. Mango habanero? Mango
hot
sauce?
This is one of my favorite things we've ever done.
Mango hot sauce.
It's jalapeno mango.
All
that
right.
was fantastic. Very good. Very well done.
Count it.
I got to find another fry for you. Okay. Next one.
What's my plan here?
What am I doing? Give me a second. Just I got to prep and prepare.
I just took like a big spoonful in the mouth of just the sauce.
Do you want water? I have a little bit
of
water.
I need to
refresh the palate.
Yeah. We need to cleanse the palate. What is this?
What do you mean, what is it? That was the microphone.
I don't know.
Second one's coming in.
How much salt? Are you loading these
no,
up?
No. Get a smell.
Is this one of the surprise ones?
I don't know.
I feel like I didn't get enough sauce on that.
Do you want to sauce you up more?
Yeah.
Do you want a spoonful of this one?
No. I don't like the spoonful. It's getting hot in here.
I don't know what else to do.
It's small. This is a small fry.
What do we got? Enough sauce on that one?
I think that's just like a... That one just feels like a classic one.
Oh, yeah? What do we got?
That one just tastes like a classic, like a barbecue. Little spice to it.
A barbecue, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to say like just like a regular classic barbecue.
No.
Okay. What was it?
It was a green habanero hot sauce.
Yeah, it's a little spicy now that you say it.
Oh, man. This is
that
so
was
much
good
fun.
Though. I liked that one. That was two.
Two? Oh, you put it at two?
No, that one was good. I'm not a big mango guy, but I put it at three, I guess.
Okay, we're coming with the third in a second. I'm picking at fries over here for you. You good over there?
Yeah.
It's just a little scary being blindfolded.
Oh, there's a lot of sauce on this. Oh, this is barbecue. I can smell it. That's the barbecue, right?
Final mild answer? Mild barbecue. Very good. Where are you putting it?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Okay, so what, you have one in five left?
Yeah.
I couldn't find the napkin. I'm just going to leave it. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm good.
Yeah, we're going four. One in five.
Okay. You're coming at with this next one. Hold on. I need the fry.
All the sauces have been good, though.
I'm glad.
I'm waiting for you to give me like a ghost pepper sauce or something. Ooh, that one smells different.
Does it?
This is one of the surprise ones, isn't it?
I don't know.
Whoa.
Do you want a little more?
I don't know what that is.
Here, hold on.
I honestly have no idea what that is.
Hold on. I got something for you. You want one more bite?
Yeah. Would you say you got something for me now?
Yeah. I'm using my hands.
That was like I feel like I've never really had that taste. Where are you?
I'm coming. Hold on. It's getting a little messy.
What is this?
It's good. It's your favorite thing.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
What is it?
It's your favorite thing. I'm telling you, it's your favorite thing.
Is it bacon?
Don't touch it.
What is it?
Just eat it.
Tell me what it is.
It's not anything messed up. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's brisket. I thought it was a pepper.
Five. I don't know what it is.
You have
no guess?
It's good. I just have no idea.
Where did I put it? It's A1 steak sauce, that one. Oh.
I've never had A1 steak sauce.
Don't give me something messed up for this last one.
Okay, fine.
So this is my number one.
I'll give you the dessert with the next one, but I'm not going to. We're going to get fancy here.
So this one has to be number one.
Sure.
You're giving me blue cheese, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
It's on my finger.
Grab it.
Is this the brisket again?
No. What,
did we run it?
No, that's a fry.
This is not a fry. Is it?
Yes.
I don't know what that is either. That's barbecue.
Yeah?
I think so.
No? Is that number one?
Yeah, it's number one.
What is it? That was Cholula hot sauce mixed with some hot barbecue. I gave you the concoction. It wasn't bad, though. The barbecue took over.
Can I take this off?
You can take that off now. All right.
It's so bright.
That's a wrap, right?
Yeah, that's a wrap.
All right.
I feel like a new man.
Jeez. Okay, that's a wrap for podcast. What is this, 73?
Yeah.
Podcast 73. We're dropping podcast 74 on Thursday. So if you're listening to this, stay tuned for that. Thank you, Virgil's Real Barbecue, for having us in the middle of Times Square in New York City.
Yeah.
It's some of the best barbecue food you've probably ever had.
100%.
What would you think the best thing you had here today was?
The ribs.
The ribs?
The ribs are really good.
I never had those before. I had the happy hour ribs ever. Are also very good. Favorite ribs ever. What's a 9.1?
Something like that, yeah.
9.1 on the scale. Yeah, so that's a wrap for us. If you don't, or if you haven't already, go like the video, subscribe.
Go subscribe.
And go check out Virgil's Real Barbecue.
Yes.
Carmine's, too. Carmine's is one of our favorite restaurants in the city, also located in Times Square. All across the board, go follow them on social media as well. And that is a wrap for Podcast 73. The next podcast, we have a fun start, too. Do you remember what we're going to do on the next podcast? Okay, I will remind you. And that
remind me the next time.
A wrap, and that's it. All right, we'll see you guys in the next one.
Later.
Cool.